USA Radio News.
Word that comes up more than any other during elections, like what was alive and well during Thursday's final presidential debate. President Trump attacked his opponent Joe Biden on the candidate's tax plan.
We are on the road to success, but I'm cutting taxes, and he wants to raise everybody's taxes, and he wants to put new regulations on everything. He will kill it. If he gets in, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. Your 401ks will go to hell, and it'll be a very, very sad day for this country.
Biden went after the president in other ways, as the two will now log horns separately for the next 11 days before the election. The FBI has decided to interview former Hunter Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski's lawyer told the Senate Homeland Security Committee that information. Bobulinski has accused former Vice President Joe Biden of lying about his involvement with his son's business.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The COVID-19 pandemic continues to cripple America, and candidate Joe Biden laid out a plan in his home state of Delaware Friday.
We'll make sure we can manufacture critical supplies right here at home so we're not dependent on other countries in this crisis. We'll provide consistent, reliable, trusted, detailed, nationwide guidance and technical support for reopening safely and the resources to make it happen. We need a single source of guidance that we can trust. Well, we know the information won't change for any reason other than the science that guides it.
And you may think the lottery or playing cards at a casino are the best way to get rich quick. But have you ever thought of becoming a whistleblower? The Securities and Exchange Commission paid out a whopping $114 million to one person. That according to a story on CNN. The story says the whistleblower first went internally at the company to discuss the issue. Once nothing was done, the SEC was contacted. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpels. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Time is running out for millions of small business owners across the country. It's not just another round of cash that they need from Washington. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
It's a matter of closing the doors or staying open, and we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
President Trump campaigned in front of a supportive crowd in Florida Friday and zeroed in on a specific point that he suggested Joe Biden made.
You want to get rid of oil and gas? Is that? Yeah, well, we want to phase it out. I said, thank you, Texas. Are you watching? Pennsylvania. Oklahoma. Ohio. Are you watching? Now they're going around Kamala. Kamala is going around saying, no, 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 we want to keep it. This woman is a super radical left.
For USA Radio News, I'm Trevor Smith.